ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, ہوپ یو آر ان دا بیسٹ آف ہیلتھ دس مارننگ مفتی صاحب, اینڈ دا ویدر از پلیئنگ ان یور فیور ان ڈربن, اینڈ یو انجوائنگ دا بیوٹیفل بریز سن شائن اینڈ دا بیوٹیفل ویوز آف ڈربن. مفتی صاحب, اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. مفتی صاحب, دا پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all your duas and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Muharram 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 53 and 54. Every one of us, every human being, every creation, are here for a sojourn. And then death will overtake us, we will leave this world. And then what will happen? So Almighty Allah is explaining to us. Chapter 36, verse 53. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة. When it is the final day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, it won't be anything but one big bang. They speak of a big bang nowadays, so the big bang is yet to come. And that is, you must remember, the day of justice. One huge scream, one huge shout, one big bang, and then everybody, everything will perish. Surah chapter 28 and verse 88. Surah 28 and verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish, and except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because he is, remember, the only creator and exclusive creator. Everybody else is makhluk and creation. So therefore, makhluk creation, we have a starting and we have an ending, and we have to perish. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us here. In kanat illa swayhata wahida fa'idahum, then suddenly all of them, jami'ul, all, without an exclusion, exemption, ladayna muhdaroon, will be gathered there by us, meaning the person had drowned. The person's body was not retrieved. He or she was cremated. Cremating is haram and unlawful in Islam. The person was buried in remote areas and remote islands. Every human being, every creation will come for accountability and reckoning on that day of justice. Daily we read, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner, exclusive owner and possessor of the day of justice. Now when that day occurs and is ushered in, what will happen? فَالْيَوْمْ, on that day of justice, لَا تُظُلَّمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. لَا تُظُلَّمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No person will be dealt with unjustly. The one who is entitled to his or her reward and they have Iman, Islam, Allah Jalla Wala will grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Did you beg Allah today, yesterday, for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la? That is the Muslim's aim and the objective, that Ya Allah, take me direct to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika ya rahmat rahimeen. Through your grace, through your mercy, through your benevolence. And the person who's sane and mature, but non-Muslim, He or she did some good deeds. They were rewarded yet in this world. But in the year after, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Because they never believed in the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not believe in the entire Quran Sharif. They rejected the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Then عَدَلًا مِنْ اللَّهِ. The justice system of Almighty Allah. They dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Everlasting doom and gloom, and that is eternal destruction. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64 and 65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa adda lahum sa'ira khalidina fiha abada. Verily Allah has promised the disbelievers, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and Allah has already prepared for them the inferno and the hellfire. They would dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternal doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. O Almighty Allah, you save us, you protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. So la tuzlamu nafsun shay'un wa la tujzawna illa ma kuntum ta'malun. Study the word tujzawna. If you look at the root letters, it comes from jaza. So jaza is a neutral word. Jazakallah. Jazakallah could mean Allah Ta'ala reward you. Or Jazakallah could mean Allah punish you. Therefore, we as Muslims are told, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Maulana Salim Karim is doing us a big favor. He and his family waking up early part of the morning and giving the Ummah words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom. We say Jazakallahu khayra. So when you qualify it, may Allah reward you with the best of the best. Then hadith in Mustafa, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Tirmidhi, when someone does you a favor, you say, Jazakallahu khaira, faqad ablaghathana, you have praised that person abundantly. So wala tujzawna illa ma kuntum ta'malun, and you will not be rewarded except according to your deeds and your actions. So we have the time, the opportunity now, so let us use it. Don't kill time and waste time, use the time. Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi Nawwarallahu marfadahu wrote and said, time is like that container, we can pour zamzam water in it. Oh Allah forbid a person pours alcohol in it. We can do the righteous deeds, or we can go and taint it and pollute it with our vices and sins. So the choice is ours. And for the people who are destined to go to Jahannam, Allah forbid to hellfire. وَلَا تُزْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will not be punished, but according to your own deeds. Hence, nobody can blame anybody else. We have to take personal responsibility for our deeds and actions. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq and the ability, capacity, and to do those righteous deeds, great actions in this new year of 1446. Wallahu muwaffiq, Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. To the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today is the 8th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza Genocide, day number 283. So yesterday, every newspaper in the world almost carried one story, one caption and one heading. Donald ducks. You see, Donald, he ducks. You must remember that. And the bullet passed his ear and went inside his ear and just tickled him and grazed him. And then he raised his fist to show that I'm still strong and powerful. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us, وَتُ عِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُ زِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, that He Almighty Allah gives honor to whomever He wishes. Allah does graces humiliate whoever He wishes. Both of them, Biden and Trump, both morons, both of them war criminals, both of them are telling Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, carry on murdering and killing the Palestinian babies, men and women, and get the job done. So what do you call such people? We call them super terrorists, we call them super murderers, and Allah disgraces them, remember that. So now the person who pulled the trigger and then they shot him dead. every one of this media, I was reading various articles last night, not one has mentioned this, and this is what we want to mention, because we are the alternative media. His name is Trevor Crook. So who is Trevor Crook? He's a big crook. He's a white guy. He might be a Christian. He might be a Jew. So how come Judaism is not put on trial? How come Christianity is not put on trial? How come the whitey is not called a super terrorist and a murderer and so forth and so on? If it was an Arab guy, a guy with a Muslim name, the whole of Islam should be taken to task. The Muslims are terrorists. Islam promotes terrorism. And Muslims are causing mayhem, chaos. Go study the history of World War I. Go study the history of World War II. Go study the Holocaust. And they tell you the Jutlas, the Haramis. Everything has to do with the white man. But they are not on trial. Their religion is not on trial. Our Islam and Muslims are on trial everywhere in the world. That is the story that the Western media, the Zionist media, the white media will not tell you. And remember that what has happened, now they say the swing states. If you know anything of American politics, so they have the red, please remember, it's 50 states. So they have certain red states and they have certain blue states. Certain states, they will just follow the Republicans, whoever is the candidate. Some will definitely follow the Democrats, irrespective who the candidate is. And then you have the swing states, that sometimes they vote for Republicans, sometimes they vote for Democrats, so you call it the swing state. So they say after this incident of Trump, you must remember that, attempted assassination, now the swing states are all, a majority of them, will vote for Donald Duck Trump. What a nice name. The Stormy, the Harami, Donald Duck Trump. And remember, because the sympathies, the vote will go for him. Republicans, listen to the second part of this. The Republicans, that is Donald Duck, you understand, Trump's party. So they are blaming Biden. They said Biden is inciting all the shooting and murder and so forth and so on. So that is the politics of America. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, well done. Job well done to our Palestinian brother. He drove and rammed his car into four Israeli diaper four soldiers, some of them critically wounded, others, inshallah, in transit straight to Jahannam. Any person who takes on the IDF, he takes on any settler and injures them or dispatches them to hell. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about that. We will never empathize and sympathize with the Jutlas who have murdered more than 200,000 of our Palestinians. If you take the proper statistics and so forth and so on. So remember yesterday, day for yesterday, murdering 80 people, murdering 90 people, and it just become, you must remember, a game for them. And before October 7th last year, they would say, let's go mow the lawn, you see. That's the term the Israeli army used to use. The most moral army in the world, that's what they told the world. But today, with all the videos, and all the cell phones and all the mobile phones, the world is seeing that Israel are the biggest terrorists and the biggest threat to world peace. And America is an accomplice in this great crime, war crime, in this act of genocide, giving them the biggest bombs, giving them the greatest amount of ammunition. And more than 9 months have passed, and yet they cannot defeat Hamas. They said that they killed the children. And they killed the innocent people and civilians. They were targeting Mohammed Zaid. Well, as you understand, Trump survived the assassination attempt. Mohammed Zaid survived it the eighth night time. He, Allah saved him. We don't say he saved himself. We say Allah Jalla Wala saved him. Mohammed Zaid. He runs the operation in Gaza on top. And Yahya Sinwar runs the operation in the tunnels. And the Israelis are going crazy because 9 months plus have passed and yet these are the two kingpins and the main people of Hamas, remember, and they cannot find them. They just shoot here, shoot there, kill 1,000 people, 100 people, 50 people injured, thousands, and they'll say, no, that was a precision strike. What precision strike are you talking of? When you have murdered and killed and, remember, caused genocide, you are the biggest war criminals and a threat to war, to world peace. Therefore, we say any jutla that our Hamas shoots front or in its backside, remember that we're very happy about it. And we will always make dua for them and say, Ya Allah, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtalin al-ghasibin wa man walahu. You dismantle, Ya Allah, the apartheid terrorist regime and all those who are helping them in the West, your America, your Britain, your Europe and NATO and the Arab countries. Allah, decimate and dismantle them. Now remember that majority of the Israelis and Jutlas, they want Bibi Netanyahu to resign. It's a disaster. And therefore he's holding on to power. Once he resigns on his elections, he will lose. He only has 10% support, maximum 15% support. And thereafter, there will be the court case. He'll be found guilty of corruption. And then next up will be jail and prison, just like him. You must remember Kadzef, the president of Israel once upon a time. He couldn't look after his rifle, rape charges. And Olmert, they sent him to jail, the prime minister, because he wanted to eat omelets there in the jail and prison. So that is what you should know. So he's going to be the third guy to go to jail, inshallah, as he's the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. And they're not terrorists from today. They're terrorists from this year, 76, and before that also. Biden and Bibi will meet in a secret meeting before he addresses the Congress. You must remember on the 24th of July and so forth. So they'll discuss the tactics. Both war criminals, why can't you have a ceasefire? Because America vetoed it, remember, three different times. So who are the war criminals? Who are the real terrorists? Who are the one murdering? If a Palestinian child grows up and puts a bullet through an American or a Jew, will you blame him? I'm asking you. So you are the one who caused all the havoc and everything. We know what you did in Libya. We know what you did in Syria. We know what you did in Afghanistan. We know what you did, you must remember, in other parts of the world. So in Afghanistan and in Iraq and so forth and so on. So if they put a bullet through you, we'll never blame them. You have to look at everything holistically and not selectively. The ICJ, the International Criminal Court, you must remember, or Court of Justice, or whatever hell their name is, will rule against Israel's occupation in the West Bank, and it is against international law. Obviously, it's against international law. Occupation is terrorism, and every Jutla who supports that must be taught a lesson, you must remember that. Armenia is another country which will recognize Palestine very soon, so we're very happy about it. Any country, Muslim country, non-Muslim country, recognizes Palestine, so we will then salute them on that score there. The French left, which seems to be taking power there, so they will face a hostile media. Why? Because the media is controlled by the Zionists, and they said in 2 weeks' time, that they will recognize Palestine, they pro-Palestine, and the laws which Macron and his crazy goons, we call them the crazy goons, so remember, brought about, they will abrogate it, cancel it, close it, go it to the dustbin. So we will support the French left, remember that. Anybody who goes against Israel, America will support them. They can be atheists, they can be kuffar, Shia, whoever. Venice is a beautiful place to go. So we landed there in Venice. Remember, my brother Abdullah came to meet me. And when he embraced me and hugged me, he was crying and he read in my ears, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 128. Oh Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, the minor pilgrimage and pilgrimage, and forgive us, Ya Allah, day and night we commit sins. But yet you extended this invitation to us. He heard that verse from me. He learned it. He by heart it. And within a month, the agent phoned him, Abdullah, come with me. I'll take you for Hajj, khratas, and you don't have to pay a cent, you must remember. Pro bono, as they say. and he went and he remembered the power and the impact of the noble Quran, the Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, beautiful country. So to deter the tourists, they have imposed an entry tax that you must pay a certain amount of tax and then only can you enter Venus. So people go on the gondolas and so forth and so on. Very beautiful, very scenic, very spectacular. So when we went, obviously that was not the case. And I told Brother Abdullah, I can't go in this gondola. Half the people, they are three-quarter naked, you know. He said, no, we will make our own special gondola. Nobody else will be there. And it was a wonderful experience. So now this entry tax is not deterring the tourists. The more tax they put, the more tourists are coming. So they don't know what to do. Kagame of Rwanda. Hey, Kagame, you are a Tatanpur dictator, you know that, right? They're in Rwanda. So he wants to rule for the fourth time now. So remember, obviously, that there will be, you must remember, Dandali. You know Dandali? So that is rigging of the system. So you must invite Sunak. Sunak wanted to send the migrants there and they got kicked out of power. So you must invite Sunak. They send him to India or send him to Rwanda. And they paid millions of pounds to the Rwandan government. And Sunak got kicked out of party, out of government. They told the Rwandan government, never mind, you keep the money. So that is how these Western countries operate. They'll give them the money and then make them the slaves after this. The Saudi foreign minister, so he is there in Istanbul, and Tayyip Erdogan met him, received him. So now the Saudis will tell them, you must cool it down, cool it down. They act as the agents of the Israelis, Americans. You say there must be sanctions against Israel. You say that the West is showing double standards. Cool it, Erdogan. So they'll tell you bilateral talks and all this stuff. Once the Saudis go to a country, you must remember there's no smoke without fire, then there's something coming up. So they want, you must, so all this, they are dirty politics, remember there. Then you must remember that Maulana Salim Kareem, you asked me regarding the weather. I arrived here on Wednesday at 3:30. From that day onwards till today, mashallah, the weather excellent. You must in Durban daytime. You don't have to wear a jersey. You don't have to wear an overcoat. And people got the fans on, the air conditioners on, and so forth and so on. So wonderful. Yes, budget time gets the chilly and nippy. The people in Durban and Natal, they say nippy. So you must remember, then only you require a jersey. Not like us there, Newcastle, Ladysmith, Johannesburg, all that. You need your big, big jars and overcoat and so forth. You know, for that time and gloves and so forth. So yeah, it's wonderful. I'm sitting here doing the interview from Umslanga, mashallah. And no jersey, no nothing. Excellent weather. Allah, Jalla, Allah, bless Durban, bless South Africa. Protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of evil and all types of harm. Dawood Munli, inshallah, our engineer. So he will be today operating day in Overport and tomorrow, Tuesday, in Stanger, and for you to tune up the decoders. That's all his job. Not to install decoders, not to sell decoders. He will just come tune it up for you and do so free of charge. And that makes dua for the capital group. Allah grant them more capital in the Iman, in the Islam, in the Ikhlas, and all the good they do. So he will be today, Dawood Munli day in Overport, and tomorrow, Tuesday, in Stanger. You want to contact our Dawood Mota? One Dawood Mota is in Lens. This is Dawood Mota. Yes, Dawood Munli. So 063-403-2743. One more time. Dawood Munli will tune up your decoders wherever you are in Overport and surroundings today and tomorrow in Stanger. Phone number 063-403-2743. Our programs for today, inshallah, now Muslim Kareem will ask questions and inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah, we'll answer it. We have 20 minutes to do that. And then 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan will interview me telephonically. We will discuss Ashura and what must we do. Remember, we must take cognizance of the fact that today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 8th of Muharram. But in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Afsar Mubarak, and most countries of the world, today is the 9th of Muharram 1446. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is Ashura Day in most countries. South Africa, Wednesday will be Ashura. Tuesday night, the auspicious night, the big night. So therefore, we will discuss Ashura and what we should do, what are the things we must not believe in, and so forth and so on. So between 8:30 and 9, inshallah al-Aziz. Between 1 and 2 will be tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. And thereafter, 2 to 2:30, the report back, our trip to Durban thus far. Wonderful trip. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai. Allah make it the means of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala accept the ijtima in Darul Newcastle on the 9th, 10th, 11th of August also, inshallah. And then tonight we will have the Q&A live, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba. From our Markaz Sahaba studios, mashallah, and with Hafiz Wadi and Dawood Mundi, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, will be our final program. Day in Stenga, in the Jami Masjid, where Maulana Musa Ji is, where Maulana Fahim Tesa is. And inshallah, before that, Maghrib time will be in Shakaskral, and that is just there to have some nice chow and food. And then from Shakaskral, we go there to Stengaskral, Squadukwaduguza. That's tomorrow night, inshallah. Let's fire up Maulana, inshallah.
Hazrat Mufti Sahab, is there any significance of passing away in Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever a person passes away, any day of the week, any time of the year, and you pass away with Iman and Islam, then you are successful. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who passed away on the 17th of Ramadan, the 40th year after the Hijrah. And remember the person who martyred and murdered him, Abdurrahman bin Muljim. The last words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa fustu wa rabbil Kaaba. I am successful. I take an oath on the one who possesses the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Hadith to take Hazrat Haram radiallahu anhu. Today our people are naive and simple. They think everywhere haram means unlawful, not permissible. Masjidul Haram, the greatest masjid and mosque on the face of this earth. It means the great masjid, that is the honorable masjid, the sacred mosque. So haram has multiple meanings and connotations. So haram radiallahu and haram is a person's name, sahabi's name, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu's uncle. And the arrow arpar ho gaya, went in through the chest and came out of the back. The blood is oozing out and gushing out in the battlefield. And his last words, Hadith Bukhari Sharif and other works, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, I am successful. And Allah Jalla wa Ala is the possessor of the Kaaba. So similarly, we should make dua, we pass away on a Friday, we pass away in Ramadan, we pass away in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, Aqsa. But any day a Muslim person passes away with Iman and Islam is successful. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, and verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, then let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. There's no authentic hadith regarding Muharram, but that is the law we have. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu made dua. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brought the Tarjamatul Bab heading, Babul Maut Yawm al-Ithnain, to pass away on a Monday. Because he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away on a Monday. And the demise of the Master alayhi salam took place. So today, if somebody passes away Monday with Iman Islam in Muharram, we will say, inshallah, with the fadl, grace and mercy, benevolence of Allah, Allah will grant him or her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Mufti Sahab, could you please give me the meaning of Yalina or Yalina? Is it a good name?
Remember, Lana Yalinu will mean that you must speak softly. Your action should be done with politeness and courtesy and so forth. Everything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif. You will find in the Sunnah Mubarakah. You will find you must remember in the speech of Sahaba. and what the students of Sahaba, Tabi'in, and that. So now, you know, my students, even now when I was there Wednesday night, because Thursday I left here for Durban, one student came and he told me, Mufti Sahab, you know, you gave me a nice thing. He's still in this, you know, halfway studying, third, fourth year. I told him every day when the Imam study, he reads Fajr time, long, long surahs there, Darum Zakaria, you must follow the Imam and every word he reads, then you must be the one that you must know what he's reading and what is the meaning of that word. So he says, now my vocabulary is increasing. So let us go to Quran Sharif and see. Allah Jalla wa Ala informs and commands them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, his name, Nami, Ismi Grami, mentioned the most in the noble Quran, for any prophet and messenger 136 times, and Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and Harun means to be eloquent 20 times, it means his name is mentioned, his name, Nami, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam means Al-Wadalul Ladi, الولد الذي في صندوق ويجري على الماء. The child, the baby who is in a box and in the chest, and then is then moving on the water, flowing on the water. So see the great, great meanings. So Allah Jalla wa Ala commands both of them. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا. When both of you go to the Pharaoh, the tempot dictator who claimed divinity in the form of unity, so remember, he claims is Allah, Allah for words, speak to him, layyina. Speak to him in a courteous, polite, kind manner. Chapter number 20 and verse number 44. So imagine this is for him, the Pharaoh, and they were commanded to do that. So if you keep your son's name, layyina or yalina or whatever, son, daughter's name, all that, so remember, it's permissible, and inshallah it will be a good name, so that their demeanor, their character will be soft, courteous, polite, and so forth. And if you want another meaning which is very similar, it mentioned in the noble Quran, ma qata'tum min linatin. So remember, if you keep the name Al-Lina, you put Alif Lam there for further emphasis, so that will mean the superior quality of the date trees, the dates. So when you say Al-Lina, or you put Alif Lam in the starting, so what will happen? Ma qata'tum min linatin, Quran Kareem states. So there's the date trees, and if you use Alif Lam, Al-Lina, so that will become the superior quality of dates. Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verse 5. Study the Arabic language, O youngsters, wasting time with Wimbledon and Euro and golf and tennis and all this wasting time. To learn Arabic, and that is, inshallah, Lughatu Ahlil Jannah. In Jannah also we will speak Arabic, inshallah.
So this is a very sad question. I think my son is gay. How do I verify this? We are all Jamaat people, so don't know what happened to him.
Remember that when we are not here to pass judgment, but you pose the question and you're not sure about it, but we need to do some introspection. We need to do some x-raying and self-analysis. So you think about it, you and your wife, as parents, this is our Abdullah, this is our Abdul Rahman, this is our Abdul Qadir, so whoever it is, right? So what went wrong? Something is wrong somewhere. So now we gave him or her, for that matter, so much freedom. We gave them so much money. We gave them so many gadgets. First we brought the cell phone, then we brought the laptop, then we brought the tablets, then we brought the internet, and then they got hooked onto it. Now they're addicted to it. And the world's media is that. They will tell you that Adam and Eve, that is outdated and orthodox and backward. You must come to the 21st century and you must allow Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, gay business, lesbian, and that is a human rights issue. When A and C came into power, they said the constitution must be based on human rights. If you get married to a second wife, third wife, they will charge you bigamy, polygamy. But if you have gay business or you have lesbian business, then that is human rights. Allah curse be upon you. who allow all this nonsense and all blasphemy things. Every religion has condemned us. But today you find the Pope himself also is corrupted. The rabbis are corrupted. Half the Maulanas and Imams are corrupted. So that is the tragedy that we are facing. So first you need to get a good look at yourself. Chapter 17, verse 24. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents as they trained me, they coached me, they nurtured me. Tarbiyah. Tarbiyah is that. You nurtured and coached. So while I was young in my development, in my formative years, and so forth and so on, what we did? We told the school teacher, we told the life coach, you take care of my son, my daughter. We told the Maulana and Madrasa, you take care of my son and daughter. What were you doing? You see. Now you have to go and see who were his friends. If the friends were also gay and also queer characters and so forth and so on, so let him go for a test, and then the doctor also will tell you, well, this guy is normal or a little bit abnormal and so forth. In Islam, if a person is found guilty of gay business, the Islamic law is uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. Both parties, if they are adults and they are sane and adults, then is the death penalty for both of them. Open bulughul maram, bishkatul masabi, and mustalih ahmad and so forth. So first you have to verify, then you can have a talk with him, and he does not want to change, then you must kick him out and expel him from your family and your house and excommunicate him. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughdu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake.
Mufti Saab, leaving Ibrahim Anderson out, how many people have embraced Islam in your hands?
I don't do counting because Islam tells us you must remember that Allah ke yaha, you must remember ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah Jalla wala does not count actions, Allah Ta'ala weighs the actions. What I remember is in my overseas trips, mashallah, whether it was in Argentina, whether it was in Brazil, whether it was, you must remember, in New Zealand, whether it was in other places. Alhamdulillah, we made people Muslim there. And in South Africa, I made people Muslim. You know Ponti. So Ponti's incident was very strange. Ponti is an engineer. So you must remember that we worked together at Channel Islam International, CII. We were in Hajj. And then he insisted on the day of Arafat, AK, please make me Muslim. So I made him Muslim, you understood. I'm in Arafat, he's here in Johannesburg, and we made him Muslim and we all cried and made dua. So that was one of the great incidents. When I came back, then I asked him, Ponti, Israel is his Muslim name. So I asked him, Israel, you married? He said, no. So I said, bring your dead lady here, and I performed his nikah in my house. So I asked him, you got mahar money? He said, no. So I gave him mahar money also. So Alhamdulillah, because you ask him, so I'm telling you this, there's no need to advertise all these things. We don't have to count. You must remember that people who made 1,000 people ask me, how many children you got? I say zero. They ask, how many students you got? I say thousands. How many thousand? I don't know. So you must remember that. Yesterday I spent time with my ustad 1 hour, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. So I know what he taught me. You must remember that I couldn't read Quran looking inside properly. And he made me Hafiz with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So that is what is the quality. So in Islam, there's no quantity, brother. In Islam, there's quality. It's better you perform one hajj than performing 50, 60, 70 hajj, riya and wasum'ah, just to show off and impress people.
Mufti Saab, my neighbors are Muslims, but they go to non-Muslim funerals and eat at non-Muslim houses when invited. Are they still Muslims?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in a noble Quran, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, Chapter 9, Verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You're not allowed to go and pray for any non-Muslim. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot go to the non-Muslim cemetery graveyard. These people are doing it, it's just like in fashion, you know. The Tom, Dick and Mary, Tom, Dick and Harry dies, they go there. They go to the church, they go to the temple, they partake of the meals, maybe they read what those people read. If that is what's happening, 100%, then there is no ishkal, there is no doubt, they're out of the fold of Islam, that they are kufr, they are promoting it, advertising it, and they are justifying it. So if that is the case, then remember the conditional clause I'm using. I'm saying if that is the case, they're going to the temple, the church, graveyard, and they're doing whatever is going on there, then 100% they're out of the fold of Islam. Therefore, in this day and this age, O parents, O grandparents, O teachers, because our students, our Ruhani Olad, our spiritual children, always read Surah 46, verse 15, the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews, and verse number 15, 1-5, is a long verse, but keep on reading that. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny, in my children. And always beg Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. I seek your protection from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. Because today the ummah, millions of people, are losing their iman in Islam. Because we take the haram things, and then not only we promote it, we justify it, and so forth. And that can become very, very serious. Allah alone protect our iman, our Islam.
Mufti Saab, my sister-in-law's husband was caught last Ramadan being unfaithful in this marriage. She forgave him and gave him a chance to make their marriage work. This Ramadan, the children did private investigations and found him still involved in escort agencies. What should she do?
Remember, there's so many examples we find of this. The husband tells his wife that he's going for Taraweeh. Now, we know Taraweeh will take 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, depending now that how fast, how slow the imam reads. They have programs before Taraweeh, after Taraweeh, and so forth and so on. So, minimum, we work on 1 hour. So this mota, this husband, yeah, he didn't take go for Taraweeh, he took his Ferrari. And then he's visiting all the prostitutes and street ladies and escort agencies and so forth. So you as a forgiving wife, you forgave him. But he's still busy with his rifle and rifle repairs. So in a case like that, you must tell him what Quran Kareem states. Surah 24, Surah Noor. And verse 26, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, wat-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. You are my sister, my daughter, you are tayyiba, you are pure, you are chaste. Your husband is khabith, he's impure, he's immoral, he's satanic. And then he comes by you once in a while to fulfill his conjugal rights. And remember, when he slept last night, last week, with a prostitute, with a street lady, and so forth. So, and he's drinking habitually. He doesn't want to change. So, in a case like that, you should then apply for talaq and divorce. Or you apply for fasakh, and that is you go to your jamiat and ulama, and tell them that this husband, yeah, is guilty by his own admission. That of a rifle repairs, he's going to this prostitute, that street lady, and so forth. And you can't stay with this khabith. And that is the term Quran uses. If you tell a person today you khabith, it takes exception. But Quran called him khabith. That he goes to the khabithat, the impure, immoral ladies. And therefore he himself is khabith. And now your children know about it. You know about it. You verified it. So that is my advice. Either you go for a talaq, either you go for temporary separation, or either you go for fasakh, annulment of marriage. If you want total out of this marriage, go to your local ulama and jamiyas. All of us, male, female, read the following dua. We not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Any one of us could fall. Only Allah Jalla wa'ala protects us. Authentic hadith in Muslim Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh, Almighty Allah, protect my private part. Last question.
Mufti Saab, my neighbors give out milkshake on during Muharram and they give it out free. They also give cooked meals to all the Muslim neighbors. What practice is this?
You must remember, you know the hadith is weak, but it's acceptable. من وسع على إياله يوم عاشورا وسع الله سائر سنته. So when people increase the risk for their family on the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, and so forth, then Allah will increase the risk for the remainder of the year. The hadith in Mishkat Bayati is weak hadith. So some people, when I was very young, I remember in Heidelberg, my hometown, some people used to send apples to the masjid. Now we were 6, 7, 8 years old. We were excited. Today the apples will come, you see. Yeah. So you won't say it's haram or something. You will say that it's fine, now just give it out. People are poor and these type of things are understood. I don't say everybody, but how many people today don't even see an apple or some milk and all that? You say, Muharram ki dood, you understand? So that is there. So bring it, it's fine. You won't say it's sunnah, but you will say it's okay. Gunjaish nikal sikti there. There is scope for that. Okay, last thing quickly, we finish now. Dawood Monli will be in Overport today, 063-403-2743. Now the news and then Azan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.